So let's review. Our Gemara continues to discuss the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yechanan regarding how Shemitah produce can have its Kedusha transferred. Rabbi Elazar holds, Ein Shvius Mischalelas El Derech Mekach. It can only be done through a purchase. Rabbi Yechanan says, Bein Derech Mekach, Bein Derech Chilul. It can also be done through the standard Chilul method. Amar Ravashi, Machlekes Bepri Rishon, Al Bepri Sheni, Devri HaKol Bein Derech Mekach, Bein Derech Chilul. Ravashi says they're only arguing regarding pre-Rishon, the original produce. They, however, agree b'pri-sheni. The money or object which was used to transfer the Kedusha can be further deconsecrated either through Derech Mekach or Derech Chilul. Ravina challenges Ravashi from a braisa that describes a case where someone wishes to purchase a shirt with Shemitah money. Based on the braisa's advice, it's clear that deconsecration is only valid through Derech Mekach and not Derech Chilul. El Om Ravashi. Machleik is b'pri-sheni, al b'pri-rishen, Devrei hakol derech mekach in derech hiloi. Because of this challenge, Ravashi explains their machlokes as follows. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yechanan only argue regarding pre-sheni. They agree that pre-rishon can only be redeemed through derech mekach and not derech hil. The Gemara now begins to discuss the actual practical fulfillment of the mitzvah of lulav and esrog. Zok the Mishnah. Pre-rishon haya lulav nitl b'mikdash shiva uv'medina yom echad. Mishachar beis ha-mikdash, hishkin Rabbi Yechanan zakai shei lulav nitl b'medina shiva zecher l'mikdash. Originally, during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the Lulav Bund was taken in the Beis HaMikdash all 7 days, and in Yerushalayim and the other cities only on the first day. After the destruction of the temple, Rabbi Yechanan Mezakeh decreed that the Lulav Bund should be taken in all of Yerushalayim, all 7 days, as a remembrance of the Beis HaMikdash. He also decreed that v'sheyehei yom hanef kulei aser, the new crops to be eaten should be forbidden the entire yom hanef, the day of waving the carbon imer. The Gemara begins by explaining why we need to do things Zeichel HaMikdash in order to remember the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yechanan said it's based on this pasuk: Ki ela ruchalach umamakaseh harpoich umashem. Ki nitcha karolach tziyain hi dayrish ein la. For I will make a cure for you and I will heal your wound, says Hashem. For they call you discarded one. They say she is Zion and no one seeks her. The Gemara explains that since it says no one seeks her, mechlal debayi drisha. We are being taught that she should be sought after. Therefore, we do things that will remind us of Zion, such as in our case, taking the lulav every day as was done in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara then begins to discuss why Rabbi Yechanan Mezakeh decreed that shehei yom hanef kulei aser. The new crops are forbidden to be eaten on the entire day of the bringing of the Korban Omer. Rabbi Yechanan Mezakeh was concerned that if we allow it to be eaten the entire day now when there is no Beis HaMikdash, we're concerned that even once the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, people will say that just like last year, we were allowed to eat the new crops from daybreak of the 16th of Nisan, believing that it was daybreak that permitted it, why not this year? However, in reality, it's the carbon oima that permits eating the new crops. The Gemara asks, but it would have been enough for Birch Mezakeh to decree that only until midday were the new crops forbidden, just as it was in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara answers that even though we say that in Bezdin Misatzlimboy, that the oima was always brought early in the morning, his decree was nevertheless necessary, since it is possible that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt the night of the 16th or right before sundown on the 15th, either of which could cause a delay in bringing the Eimer. Another explanation is that Rabbi Yechanan Mezakeh agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that in reality, min ha-Torah hu aser, the Torah already forbids eating the new grain until the night of the 16th. As it says, le'seichu ad etzma yom hazeh, which means it's not to be eaten the whole entire day. As Rabbi Yehuda holds, ad v'yad b'chlal, the ad means until and including. If so, asks the Gemara, why did Rabbi Yechanan Mezakeh make a decree? The Gemara says that Hiskin Rabbi Yechanan Mezakeh does not mean that he made a new decree, but rather Darash v'Hiskin, he derived this law from a psak and instituted it. Zok the Mishnah, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shechalis B'Shabbos. Kol Ha'am Halichanes Lulavein L'Beis HaKnesses. The first day of Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos. Everyone brought the lulav to shul beforehand. In the morning, everyone went to shul early to get their own lulav. Because Chacham said a person cannot fulfill his obligation with someone else's lulav on the first day of Yom Tov. However, but on the rest of Yom Tov, he could fulfill his obligation with someone else's lulav. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shechalis B'Shabbos V'Shachach V'Hoitzei Es HaLulav L'Shusaram Pater M'Mnei Shehoitzei B'Shus. B'Yisi said that if the first day of Yom Tov was Shabbos and someone forgot and carried his lulav into the public domain, he he is not liable for Shabbos because he did it with permission, since he intended to do the mitzvah of taking the lulav. The Gemara begins by asking, Minahan Amili, from where do we know that we must use our own lulav bundle on the first day? The Gemara answers, Ditaraban, V'lekachtem sh'tei l'kicha b'yad kol echa ve'echad, lochem mishel lochem. From this pasuk we learn that everyone must take from that which belongs to him. Mikan amar chacham, ein od miyotzidei chavasa b'yam tabrishin shalchag b'lulav b'shalchaver. This excludes borrowing, stealing, or even using your friend's esrog, unless it was given to you as a gift. The Brisa relates a story that demonstrates this. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva were traveling on the ship, and only Rabbi Gamliel had a lulav bundle which he had purchased for 1,000 zuz. He performed the mitzvah, and then he gave it to the next town as a gift, who performed the mitzvah, and then gave it to the next town as a gift. After Rabbi Akiva had performed the mitzvah, he then returned it to Rabbi Gamliel. The Gemara explains that returning is mentioned here to teach us that matana manas lahachzir shma matana, a gift with conditions that it be returned, is indeed a valid gift. The Gemara then goes on to explain that the Brisa mentioned that Gamliel paid 1,000 zuz to teach us kama mitzvahs chavivas alein, how precious the mitzvahs were to those earlier sages. Marba Amemer told Ravashi that Abba Tzluye Komatz Libe, his father loved the mitzvahs so much that he held it during davening. The Gemara questions this behavior because we learned lo yeches adam tefillin beyadai b'sefer Torah b'chekoi b'yispal. A person should not hold his tefillin in his hand and daven, nor his sefer Torah to his chest and daven. Shmuel added that a person should not hold a knife, a plate, a loaf of bread, or money either. The Gemara answers that holding these items is not a mitzvah, only a burden. Therefore, it could distract him from davening. Mar Bar Amim's father, on the other hand, was holding something for which there was a mitzvah to hold. Therefore, it was not a burden and didn't distract him. The Gemara quotes a supporting brisa. Tanya, Elizabeth Tzadik Omer, Kachoy Min Hagen Shalanshi Yerushalayim. Adam Yetzim Ebeisai, V'lulava B'yadai. A person of Yerushalayim would come to Shul with his lulav in hand. Kari Kri Shema Mispal, V'lulava B'yadai. He would recite Shema and Davin with his lulav in his hand. Kari Batera B'naisis Kapav, Manich Al Gabi Karka. If he read from the Torah, if he was a Kayin who needed to say Birchis Kanim, he would momentarily place it on the ground. Hoylech Levakar Chaylim, L'nachem Ambeilim, V'lulava B'yadai. If he went to visit the sick or console mourners, with his lulav in his hand. If he went to learn, he would send his lulav home with his son or servant or messenger. The Gemara concludes that we are taught all this, to teach us how diligent the people of Yerushalayim were in performing mitzvahs.